Imagine you're on an airplane. You're on the airplane for, let's say, about an hour, and you are hearing this over and over and over. 94.9 Mix FM, we are Rob and Joss.
Yes, it did happen, and we were mildly irritated for the first 40 minutes.
We certainly were, and I guess we could turn the music down now that we've made our point because we don't want to irritate everybody else who may be listening.
Enough.
It was a kid, God love him, with his tablet playing some kind of video game about four or five rows ahead of us on the plane. And what mystified us was, first of all, wouldn't the parent be like, boy, that might irritate other people?
And the crew.
And then the crew, wouldn't they notice? Or maybe another passenger might say something.
Nobody did anything.
We finally got the flight attendant's attention and had them address the situation.
Had them thrown off the plane.
And had them at 30,000 feet off the plane they went. The most annoying thing you've experienced or shocking thing you've seen on a plane, get in touch.
520-775-0949.
Hi, Shannon.
So I was on a plane one time, and there's a little girl. She's probably like three. And she was sitting directly behind me, and she just kept, she had this little Barbie doll, and she was just like doing this thing. She was like taking it and hitting the back of my chair with it, like constantly. And it was just like loud and obnoxious, and I was just like trying to ignore it, but it didn't stop. So I turned around and I asked the dad, I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry. Are you able to have your daughter, you know, stop hitting my chair? And he's like, no, she's a kid. She'll do what she wants to do. And I was just like, wow. And so I turned back around and like, she's going to stop. And so she didn't. And so I turned around and I said to the little girl, she's like four. I was like, hey, hon, are you able to stop doing that? And the guy said, do not talk to my child or tell my child what to do. So anyway, it was obnoxious. And so anyway, I just had to end up getting the flight attendant. And she told him, like, your daughter has to stop doing that.
Oh,
and what about poor Barbie?
Yeah, what about poor Barbie?
Punishing Barbie. It's the back of your chair.
Poor Barbie.
Man.
Exactly.
Annoying things that happen to you on a plane.
Should we play this music again this morning?
94.9 Mix FM at Rob and Joss in the morning. Might as well. It's still echoing in my head.
Yeah, only for a little taste. It was video game music that was played over and over on a little tablet from a kid four or five rows ahead of us until finally, an hour into the flight, the flight attendant was like, you should put some headphones in.
Well, yeah, we had to call her over to ask her.
We did, too.
Yeah.
I know, which
otherwise,
I know.
Otherwise, they would have done nothing.
Totally. I know, it makes us horrible people. Things you've seen on a plane, outrageous, annoying, shocking, a story to tell.
520-775-0949.
Good morning, Jeff.
So, I saw a guy one time wet his pants on a plane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like a you know, 45-year-old man.
Ooh.
Well, how did, why, how?
I hope it wasn't.
Well, he was drinking a lot, and he was, I'm pretty sure he crossed me. I was on the aisle, and he was in the window, and he crossed me when he came in the plane. He was pretty drunk when he came in the plane, and he drank on the plane in the flight. And then he passed out, and it was like my seatmate, neighbor in the middle, was like elbowing me as he was wetting his pants.
Was he in the same row as you?
Same row.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the pilot.
The pilot's peeing his pants.
That's awful.
He's drunk and he's peeing.
Let's land this puppy.